Ruby and the Cactus. Ruby and the Cactus. Hi, sweetheart. I speak Ruby's name, and Ruby gets up from her laying down. She comes over and she says, "Are you talking to me? Are you talking to me?" "Yes, Ruby, I'm talking to you." Ruby and the Cactus. Yesterday we were out for a happiness walk. And after supper we went out for a walk, and we walked around the property a little bit and had a good time. It was twilight, lovely day, lovely time of day. And Ruby was out walking around checking out everything. There was so much to check out. And Ruby always stays reasonably close to me, but she likes to go into the bushes along the pathway and walk along there and see all of the wonderful things that are there to see and smell all the things that are there wonderful to smell. Well, Ruby was on the way, and I said, "Ruby, what you doing?" And she turned around and she looked at me and she says, "Just having fun." And then she went back to enjoying herself. I said, "Ruby," under my breath, "Ruby, come on over here. Come over by me." And so, as though I had spoken out loud to her, she heard me in her heart, and she came over to me, and she jumped around me and waggled around me and said, I'm here, Dad, I'm here." And I hugged her, and I said, "Ruby, you are a good girl." And then she went back into the bushes to check things out. And we walked back toward the house, and as we were coming up the road toward the house, I said, "Ruby, come now," under my breath. And she came and came to me, and I reached down to pet her, and what did I find? She was loaded with cactus spikes. Yes, all those little pins from the cactus were all over Ruby. She had them on her back and on her legs and on her nose and on her mouth, and she was, oh, everywhere. And we went back into the house. And I sat on the floor with Ruby and took out my tweezers and started to work on pulling the cactus needles out of her body. And I pulled it out of her legs, and I pulled it out of her arms, and I pulled it out of her nose, and I pulled it out of her mouth, and I pulled it out of her ears, and I pulled it out of everywhere on her. And I would pet her gently and rub the fur the wrong way so that the cactus needles would show up. And I pulled them out, and I pulled them out, and I pulled them out, and I pulled them out. I said, "Ruby, happiness is having no cactus needles in you. Happiness is having just your wonderful fur coat in perfect shape." And she looked up, smiled. She says, "I know." She says, "But I have to play, you know. And sometimes I get in this when I play." And I said, "I know, Ruby. I forgot to say I surround you by my pure white light of love, as I always do when you're running around having such a good time. I surround you with my pure white light of love. And in that way, you are always picking up things that are good for you, and things that are not good for you, they have no effect upon you." Well, you did not have to have a bed of cactus needles all over you, but you did. And so I took the tweezers and pulled them out, and I took my fingernails and pulled them out, and I pulled them out, and I pulled them out. And Ellen came over and helped me pull them out. And Ruby just lay there sort of wiggling and twisting and not wanting to be prickled like that when the needles came out, but she knew it was good. And so there was one needle that was in around her upper lip, and it did not want to catch. And I worked on it, and I worked on it, and I worked on it. And finally, I said, "Come on, Ruby, give it up, give it up." And so then I went, "Puck," and off came the needle, and she was done. And I took my hands and gently rubbed it over all of Ruby's body. And I felt for more cactus needles, and there were none there. I'd gotten all of them out, and she was free of any cactus needles. And she laid down and just let out a sigh. "I'm glad that's done." Happiness comes sometimes by pulling out cactus needles. Happiness sometimes comes from not getting in the cactus needles in the first place. And of course, that's the best kind of happiness, isn't it? So when I surround myself with my happy thoughts, my happy attitudes, my happy way of life, and I do this every moment of my life, what am I doing? as I'm doing this, I am not protecting myself from cactus needles, nor I'm not protecting myself from anything that might be bothersome, but I am surrounding myself with everything that is good. Every good, lovely thing. A gentle breeze blows. I'm sitting on the bench over by the Shangri-La at the little water, at the pond there, and all the bushes in the pond, all the water lilies are growing so beautifully. And Ruby is adventurous, and so she walks out around the pond, and she walks at least a quarter mile away, and she's looking in the bushes. I can see her, and she's checking here and checking there, and I think, how about that? And then under my breath, I say, Ruby, come on, sweetheart, come on, come over by me. And then I stop thinking about that and put my thought on something else. I put my thought on preparing this talk for you. And as I was doing that, next thing I know, here's a wet nose in my hand, and it's saying, hey, pet me, pet me. And Ruby is back because she heard me. She heard me, and she heard the happiness in my voice, and she wanted to be part of that happiness. She wanted to be part of that feeling so good, feeling so wonderful, feeling so fantastic. And then she was part of it. She was part of it because that was her nature. Happiness is not cactus needles sticking into you. Happiness is having your body feel free of any obstructions. When I wipe my hand over Ruby's body and I look for anything that might be bothering her, and there's nothing there, and she looks up at me and smiles and says, ha ha, you did a good job, didn't you? You treated ahead of time so I wouldn't have any nonsense on me as I was going around doing different things. You're wonderful. You're wonderful. And you see, as Ruby tells me these things from time to time, that's her happiness way of expressing. That's her happiness way of being herself and just doing everything that's great and good and glorious. You do that thing in the same beautiful way, in the same beautiful manner. You do that every day of your life. You're saying to your world, it's a happy world, this is a joyous world, this is a peaceful world, this is a marvelous world, and I like it. I like it very, very much. You can say that because happiness is something that you create by your thoughts. Happiness is something that you create by your attitude. Happiness is something you create because you put the cause in motion. Then say, I am a happy person. I am a joyous person, I am a healthy person, I am a fulfilled person, I am a magnificent person. And say it to yourself, because that's where happiness is. Happiness comes right out of your heart and pops out of your heart into your life, into everything you do and into everything you think and into everything you say. Happiness is the most wonderful thing in the world that you could ever want to know. Look for happiness wherever you are. I find it in Ruby. I find it in walking the paths of the Absolute Monastery here. I find it in corresponding with students of the University of Healing. I find it working with Ellen on the projects that she has for the campus and for the world. I find it in just being myself and having fun. Happiness is something that we can all have. And it's not the lack of cactus needles in us, as Ruby had, but it is the attention to that warm feeling of love, that warm feeling of joy, that warm feeling of goodness, that warm feeling of magnificence. And that's what it's all about. Today, claim that for yourself. Claim that as your reality. Claim that as all that matters in your life. And you'll find that as you claim it, it's yours. As you claim it and name it, it's yours, and it's yours forevermore. Know that every moment of my life, I spend it loving me and liking you. I like you. I like you. I like you. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you.